bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the hosts or guests of the following program may or may not be those of the staff or management of CTK World Radio.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for joining me today on the Caring and Sharing with Dara Show. I'd like to welcome my studio guest. Kay, thanks for joining me today.
Hello, Dara. How you doing?
CJ Smith, thanks for joining me here on the show today.
It's my pleasure. Hello, everyone.
And today on the show, we're going to begin by discussing personal development, something that we can all use a little bit of. And CJ here with us is a life coach. And before we get into that topic, CJ, would you please give us a description of personal development?
I would love to. In the life coaching arena, life coach is the general term, I would say, that many people would say that I'm a life coach. And people would say, well, what does that mean? Well, I'm talking about life. I'm talking about moving through life and some ways that you can have a productive and a fulfilling life. When you break down life coaching, my category or my niche is personal development, because I believe that all change happens from the inside out. So you can have life coaching as the general focus of the conversation, but then you can have a financial coach, you can have grief and loss, you can have a weight, you can have any challenge that people may be dealing with, struggling with, or trying to overcome in life. You can have someone who partners with you in order to try to make that transition or that journey a little smoother. And like I say, it's all broadly called life coaching. But when you break it down into a category, personal development means that the changes that you need to make, this is CJ's philosophy, the changes that you need to make in life in order to move forward and be productive and to have a good, wholesome life, personal development to me is the core of every other opportunity for coaching. Mm-hmm. Until you can recognize some things within yourself and recognize that change needs to take place, then you can just keep adding money to the situation, you can keep adding conversation, you can keep adding more people. But until you recognize that it's a personal thing from the inside out, to me, you're just going to keep getting the same results that you've always gotten. So personal development, to me, is the personal part of life coaching, moving mm-hmm. people through life, helping to move through life.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what I like, too, it is the development part of it. Sometimes we do need to just make simple changes in life because, I mean, sometimes we'll do the same thing for 30 years, 15 years.
Exactly.
And nothing ever changes, but we're looking for change in our life.
Exactly.
So if something different is going to happen for us, we need to do something different, even if it's starting with someone like you who can put us on those great paths. Exactly. Kay, I want to ask you about personal development.
Yes.
What is your philosophy on personal development?
Well, like you said earlier on, sometimes we do things continuously year after year after year, and you've made a decision to a point where I need changes. And I've noticed myself over the years that I've beginning to change and get better at the things that I said I was going to do, but I'm doing better now. And so I'm feeling more comfortable with that.
Sure.
Feeling comfortable with that now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I'd just like to share a little bit about, you know, what I say. I agree with both of you. I believe that a lot of times self-development comes with examining your own soul, your own inside, really
yes.
being that truthful person with yourself.
Yes.
If you're not able to become truthful with yourself in the beginning, you're definitely not going to be able to go out and seek someone
sure.
like you and then find the rest of the help that could pull us along the way.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So let's start by self-examining and getting better for what we know that we need to do. And then it's easier to reach out to people because they're out there and they will understand exactly, you know, where you're coming from once you can fix that for yourself inside. Before we go any further in the show, I'd just like to stop for a minute and just thank God today for all of his goodness.
Amen.
I would just like to ask the Lord to cover everything that will come out of our mouths today that we will share with anyone, and we would ask that people will be open and their ears will be open, and that you may hear something on our show that may bless you or someone else, and we just pray in Jesus' name that that will be fulfilled.
Amen.
And CJ, before we go a little bit further, I know there's other things that you do in the community, and I would just like for you to get into some of that for us.
Thank you for the opportunity. One of the things that I am working on right now is working with an incarcerated group. I mentioned that the last time that that I was here. And the program was called Second Chance, and we believe that all individuals need a second chance. Some people need a third chance and a fourth chance and a fifth chance. But I'm still working with the incarcerated population, still working with laws and conversations that would allow us to look at our prison population and see what it is comprised of, the offenses that led the people there, so we can work through some of those. So still working with my incarcerated group, but also working on getting to young people before they get into the prison system. That's a big push for us moving into 2015. So working with that incarcerated group and with young people before they get into the system. I also am partner with a good friend of mine in Houston who does grant writing. She's a professional grant writer, and over the last 10 years, she's amassed over $550 million for her clients. Nice. So 2 years ago, we launched a business, A. Piper & Associates, out of Houston, and we do a two-day grant writing program. She does the actual mechanics of the program, and I talk about the life portion. We talk about finances. We talk about our relationships, because you're getting ready to be in relationship when you get grant money with people that perhaps you know would not have been. So I talk about relationships. I talk about the three levels of listening. Many people walk around and we're only in the first level of listening. But
would you share those with us real quick?
I will. The first level, and this is coming from my coaching program, IPEC, the Institute for Professional Excellence in Coaching. And I don't have the three in front of me, so I'm just pulling them off my mind. But the first part of the conversation is subjective. I believe that's what it says. And basically, if we're in a conversation and we start talking and you start, you know, telling me what's going on with you or whatever, well, I'm listening to you, but then my mind starts to drift because I start thinking about the things that are going on in my life based on the conversation. So I'm not really listening to you. I'm thinking about my conversation. So if you say something about your mom, and I would think, wow, my mom is, you know, passed away. So then I'm all on the passed away plane, and you're trying to tell me something about your mom. So that's subjective. I believe the second is objective, which basically says that same two people having the same conversation, and as the listener, I'm hearing some of what you're saying, but I'm still not focused in on the whole totality of the situation. So once again, if we're talking about our mothers, or you're talking about your mother, I might chime in on your conversation, but I'm still thinking about my mother. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to let you have your conversation, and I help you that way, but in the back of my mind, I'm still kind of thinking about my mom. So then you have the third level of listening. And with that third level, that means that I'm listening to what you're saying and what you're not saying. I'm reading body language. I'm looking at the expressions on your face. I'm seeing if you're agitated or if you're calm with the conversation. So there are three levels, and I'll get the name of the third one when we, you know, shift or go to break. But the three levels of listening, and like I say, for many people, we're just going off of subjective listening. We're not really listening to what the person is saying, what the person is asking. We're just assuming that we know based on our conversation, and we're really not listening to theirs. So once again, three levels of listening. So people, I need you to up your listening skills and talk less and listen more. That's why God gave us two ears and one mouth.
That's right. That's right. And we also, too, want to be slow to speak and quick to listen.
Exactly. Yes.
Listening is so important. Much, much better than speaking, because if you're not listening, you cannot be that help that person may not may not have, and it all starts with listening. So
exactly,
let's listen to one another. Let's learn how to communicate. And
exactly.
Another thing we need to realize is it's not everything that we're saying that is always so important.
That's true.
Something that someone else is saying.
That's true, because everybody has a story. And part of what I had to do, because I thought I was a pretty, you know, engaging, a pretty active listener. But when I took my coaching certification, I realized, wow, I was almost between that one and two. Because you start listening kind of, but then you just kind of go off into your own little world and you're really not concentrating on what the person is saying. Because, you know, you probably think that you already know what they're saying and what their point is.
And then you want to finish it before they finish.
Like, exactly.
Yes. Now, and, I don't even want
right.
to talk. You don't know what I was going to say.
Exactly. So I had to learn that I did not need to complete other people's thoughts. I did not have to hurry along the conversation. And once I was able to move from level one to level three, I must say I'm the excellent coach that I am.
And wow, you know why I like that? Because that was a learning lesson for me as well.
Sure.
I was not a good listener.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that I would talk to people and before they could get a word out, we were done with the conversation.
Right.
And that was not fair, you know. And my mom showed me a lot of times, well, you go, but when it's someone else's chance to say something, boy, now you got to go. You
exactly.
don't have time. But, you know, people found time to listen to what I had to say.
Sure.
And I had to say that it was also important to listen to what they had to say.
And it's a process. You know, we don't necessarily go around, you know, life thinking, oh, I'm just going to listen to everything that everybody is saying and we're going to have this great conversation. You're just living life and you're not.
And you're thinking, well, if I'm listening to you, how are you listening to me?
Exactly. And you feel that your conversation is more important, or you feel that what you have to say is more important than the other person. And I had to realize that everybody has a story, and everybody's story is important.
That's right.
So it took me some years to work through the process of being an active and engaging listener.
Yeah, I agree with that too. And it all comes along with being a good speaker and leader as well. If you're not able to listen, you're not able to lead or do anything else. So
That's good.
Let's just put that in our hearts. Let's listen to someone today.
Exactly.
And we will be right back on the other side of this break. We will be right back.
TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. If you're in the Denver metro area and you need internet, get it now for $1 a day. No bundles, no hassles, and only a 12-month contract. For more information, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355. 1355.
Elevation Health Chiropractic, Denver, Colorado. Elevation Health features the four core system of wellness: function, fitness, nutrition, and education. For more information, visit the website at www.elevationhealthdenver.com. Again, that's www.elevationhealthdenver.com.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
And welcome back to the show. Now we'd like to get into something special that we will be doing at Karen and Sharon for the holiday season. Karen and Sharon is located at 1930 South Havana Street. That is in Aurora on the corner of Iliff and Jewel. Karen and Sharon will also be taking calls for our give back baskets that we will be giving away for Thanksgiving as well as Christmas. So if you know anyone that can use some clothes or baskets, please give us a call at 720-365-6353. And Kay, we have you with us, and you're going to share with us what will be going on at Karen and Sharon.
Well, thank you so much for the opportunity. Starting on November 15, we're having what we call our Bristol Coffee Holiday Events. Each Saturday, and I'll give you those dates, that we'll be having these events, we'll have vendors there as well. This particular first Saturday will be November 15, where we'll have gifts and different vendors. November 22nd, we'll have books by local authors. And November 29th, we'll have the spa days. So each day that we have these events, we'll have all the different vendors there that you'll be able to come out and share and purchase, of course, but have a good time as well. So that would be for the month of November.
Okay. Before you go on, I know you have a lot to do with that spa day event. What is going to happen there?
Well, we'll have we will have different vendors there that I will be carrying. It's called Young Living Essential Oils and doTERRA Essential Oils. Those are therapeutic oils that are plant-based. Along with that, there will be other vendors there to help elaborate on that day as well.
So there will be facials and massages and
yes.
Mm-hmm. Other
yes.
things like that going
yes.
on there.
Yes, it will be.
And on your books and Bristol Coffee Day, we're going to bring in some local authors and they will be sharing their books with us. I also would like to invite everyone down there to support my book, Made Over and Living the Good Life, as well as Make Over for the Good Life. They will both be available at this event. If you are a local artist in our area and you would like to get your books in on this, you could give me a call for that, as well as if you are a vendor of any kind and you'd like to participate in this, please call 720-365-6353. And for the December?
Okay, so for December 6th, we'll have arts and crafts. December 13th, we'll have a community organization where people, it's open to all the community. And December 20th is our last minute shopping days. So that's something that you definitely want to come out for all the events to enjoy.
Yes, and I'd like to talk a little bit about the December 13th, the Community Organization Day. So that will be a day that we will be out there, and if you are an organization and you have anything to offer to the community, we will ask that you will please join us on that day. Karen and Sharon will be giving out free food and free clothes on that day as well, and we'll be looking for some other vendors to participate in that. So come out and join us for Brista Coffee Saturdays at Karen and Sharon, 1930 South Havana Street. We're located in Aurora on the corner of Iliff and Jewel Street. And what is the time for the event?
The time's going to be every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Yes.
Thank you so much for sharing that information with us. We're going to hop back over here to Ms. CJ, and we have been talking about personal development. And I would like to continue on in that conversation, and I know that that falls under being self-motivated, self-esteem. Some of us just don't have motivation. So before we move into the esteem part, what motivates these days?
Before I answer that question, let me just say that when I was talking about the three levels of listening, that third level is called intuitive. So subjective, objective, and intuitive. So in intuitive listening, that's the third degree. And we're listening to what people are saying, what they're not saying. Like I say, their body language, their expressions. And you're using your intuition to kind of, you know, have the conversation come to life. But like I say, many people just go with that first level. And I want people to concentrate on a third level of listening when you're listening to other people. So the answer to your question, motivation, self-esteem. I think that you can read forever and a day a self-help book. that will motivate you to do life differently, to get up, to move around, to make some changes in your life. And the same thing with self-esteem. You can read all the books, but until you actually start to practice, until you actually start to put the wheels in motion, you can read forever. Mm-hmm. You know how people would tell me, CJ, you got to read this book, and you need to read this book, and don't die before you read this book, and this book is going to do this, and you just got to read. You know, if I read every book that someone suggested that I read, I'd be reading forever and forever. But there
You'd
comes a point.
You'd be pretty smart, too.
You'd be pretty smart. So one of the things that I just, you know, I came up with through the course of my coaching is sometimes you have to motivate yourself. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you have to create an opportunity for motivation to take place. Mm-hmm. And part of the conversation is in life, because we get so comfortable living life the way we've always lived it, whether that's the last 5 years, 10 years, 15, 20, some people 30, 40 years. You think that that's the way life is. Well, yeah, for you in that vacuum, it is. But once you start to get out and embrace life and do some things different, be motivated by life. We know that in today's world, 2014, there's a lot of darkness. Mm-hmm. But there's also a lot of room for a lot of opportunity.
Yes.
in the situation. Yeah. And sometimes you have to motivate yourself. Mm-hmm. But part of, you know, the whole coaching process is we work on motivation. We work on those things that get you from point A to point B. We work on those things that you know that motivate you, and we work on some things that you may not have even thought about that would be a motivation. And self-esteem to me is a general word for caring about yourself.
Mm-hmm. Before we go on, I just want to mention about the motivation part, because everything that we're out there doing is great, but sometimes we cannot reach everyone. Sometimes
right.
you have to reach yourself first
right.
before you
right.
are even going to be picked up to even reach out to anybody else that
exactly.
would do something.
Exactly.
So, you know, we do have to encourage ourselves. We have to learn to pat our own selves on the back, because somebody else just may not do that for you.
Exactly.
I pat myself on the back all the time, because guess what? Somebody else might not be in the room that day. I still might need it.
And you do. Sometimes you do. I tell people, you know, it's okay to, you know, sometimes we wait on things to happen in life, and we wait on other people to do things for us. But sometimes you just have to, like my, you know, like you have to man up, and you got to put your big girl panties on.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You got to get up and start to doing some stuff. And I know that sometimes, you know, it's hard to, you know, self-motivate. But I want people to understand that if you don't, like you said, perhaps somebody else won't.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't have anything to do with our own value. Just because someone else isn't appreciative of, or who is saying it. I think that, you know, like I say, motivation, you know, up and down, comes and goes. But by far, I believe that we are our own best and our worst
mm-hmm.
motivators.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And also, that just falls into line with, a lot of times we are our own worst enemy.
Sure.
It's not everything else that's going on around us. It's really what we lock ourselves into,
exactly.
like not motivating ourselves.
Exactly.
Not encouraging ourselves.
Sure.
Waiting on somebody to say who we are. When you know who you are,
there you go.
You can stand up and you can motivate yourself. You can pat yourself on the back.
Sure.
You can feel good about whatever you are doing. You
right.
don't have to look for nobody else to
mm-hmm.
to like what you're doing. If you like it, I
exactly.
know there's people out there that don't like what I do, but guess what? I
you
like
do.
It.
Right.
That's right. That's
right.
What we enjoy.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And that's part of my testimony. When I got my coaching certification 6 years ago, I was somewhat looking for someone to tell me I was doing a good job with my life.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of thought I was. You know, I was doing this and I was doing that, and things were happening here and they were happening there, but it still wasn't connecting to me. So once I took my coaching coursework and I came out of it, I realized that I was always a pretty cool chick
mm-hmm.
doing some pretty cool stuff.
Right.
But
right.
because nobody was telling me, I felt that I wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
I knew I was creative. I knew I was artistic. I knew I, you know, I could have conversation with people, but nobody was saying, CJ, you're a good this and you're a good that or whatever. So I thought that I wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
But once I took my class, I became conscious. I became aware. I became intentional about the kind of person I wanted to be.
Mm-hmm.
Then life just opened up.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what part of coaching is about, helping people to believe in themselves even before somebody tells you.
Right. right. And that was the same walk that I was on. You know, it really wasn't about looking for somebody else to say I was doing a
exactly.
good job,
mm-hmm.
saying
to they validate
liked what
you.
I was doing.
Right.
But I knew anyway, whether they said it or not, I knew I had to be the one to say, when I look in the morning and I get up, I'm like, you're going to do a great thing today.
Exactly.
I don't know what thing it's going to be.
But it'll be great.
Something
sure.
is going to happen because, you know, I stay grounded in what God has offered me.
And that's key.
And taking the opportunities that he has given me.
That's not key.
Really about what the next door neighbor gives. It's really about what you're giving.
Exactly.
And the life that you're walking in. So
exactly.
that's awesome.
And that's why I'm so excited after 6 years of the whole life coaching process. And I want to encourage others of you that are out there, if you're interested in the whole life coaching as a profession, please, please, please go to my website, www.cjaysmith.com. So www.cjsmith.com. Leave me a message. Let me know where you are with life. And if you're interested in the whole life coaching as a profession, I would love, 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 love to have a conversation with you.
I just have a quick question before we go to our next break with what you just said. So do you bring people in and then you coach them on how to be a life coach?
Part of the yes and yes. Part of the conversation is with the program that I received my certification, I'm a part of the ambassador program. So I'm actually aware and conscious about seeking out other people who are interested in becoming life coaches. Mm-hmm. Yes, I have coaching clients, but part of my IPEC, part of my my training and part of my coaching is an ongoing look for people who would be interested in becoming a life coach. So yes, that's what the conversation is. I have clients and I'm also looking for people who would be interested in becoming life coaches.
Okay, and before we go to our break, would you leave us with that website again?
It is www.cjsmith.com, and we spell out the CJ, so it's www.cjaysmith.com.
Thank you so much, and we will be back right after this.
Christ the King World Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit internet Christian radio station. And at this time, we need your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. And thank you for listening to and supporting Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. Beat the high costs of other international money transfer services. In the Denver metro area, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the hosts or guests of the following program may or may not be those of the staff or management of CTK World Radio.
And welcome back to our show. I'd like to get back to you, CJ, and you have some other things going on because you just got a lot of things going on.
I am too busy not to be rich.
And you know
not
what?
To be rich.
Oh, well, I just have a quick question. Have you read Think and Grow Rich?
I have. It was one of the books for, it wasn't a required reading, but you know how you can have like the B list of reading or whatever, and it was one of the books on the list, and I'm an avid reader, but for some people, you know, they're not avid readers, mm-hmm. but that's not an excuse. You can get it on audio, you know what I'm saying? You have other options
you
now.
You can read the Bible.
You can do a whole lot of stuff.
You
yes.
can ask other people absolutely. To give you the information.
Absolutely.
You can get it.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely.
Share with us some of your other talents.
Okay, one of the things that I do among many, my mom was very creative. She was a teacher and a nurse. So when I went to college, those were my two choices. I'm thinking, okay, I will be a teacher, I'll be a nurse. Early on in my college career, I recalled, as far as teaching was concerned, I don't really care for children so much, so I got to do something different. So I thought nursing. But then I remembered I'm deathly afraid of needles. So I'm thinking, well, how is that going to work? So I had to choose another career. So health education is my major, so it just kind of encompasses everything about healthy living. But one of the things that I do, I'm quite the artist, and I've got some of my work floating around on Facebook, Pinterest, a couple of
How
things like that.
How can you be found on Facebook?
I think you just, well, you know what, two
yeah,
things.
Yeah, because we don't know.
We don't know.
We don't know.
Technology is not my friend. But you can find me on Facebook just by using my name, CJ Smith. And the name of my company is Different by Design. So I have two sites on Facebook, one for my personal and then one for my business. And my business, like I said, is Different by Design because I believe each of us is different yet the same. And we possess different God-given gifts and talents that once we recognize those gifts and talents, they can uplift and enrich our lives and the lives of others.
And you know what's awesome about that? We all do have our own gifts.
We all do.
We just have to find out what they are.
Because
right now I'm doing things and I'm thinking, huh? Where did that come from?
Exactly.
So we all have that.
Exactly. So one of my gifts, I'm an artist and have been for quite some time. My mom was very creative. Two sisters, very creative. But I have a line of all occasion greeting cards that I make out of recycled products. So whether they're recycled cards, newspaper, email, tissue boxes, shoe boxes, wherever I see something that I can make an image, that's what
trash
I do.
Trash collector.
Trash collector. That's what I'm trying
Get
to say.
Get down to the bottom of the trash collector.
Recycle, reuse, rejoice.
That's right.
So that's what I do. And they're actually in two shops here in Denver. One is at Cornell Pharmacy. Down, I think that's 18th and Gaylord. Tony Jones is the pharmacist, and then I have them at the English Tea Shop on Jewel and Havana. So make sure you go and ask for CJ cards. They are there. But like I say, I frame, I make bookmarks, I make gift baskets, I sew, I paint, I build.
Wow.
I'm
we will
a creative.
Be talking to you about being a vendor.
Exactly.
Here's Kay. She's looking right now. So.
Yes, I am.
I'm a creative kind of girl. I'm a creative kind
all
of
right.
girl.
Mm-hmm.
But all things creative. But those are just the things that I, like I say, I saw my mom do. She was an excellent seamstress, and I thought I was going to be for, you know, a really long time in my adult life, but that's hard work.
Mm-hmm.
So now I just do it for, you know, the sake of me. But I like I say, the greeting cards, I sew, so we talking, you know, just sewing, anything, all things creative. Let me just leave it at that. But one of the things that I'm most excited about, and I appreciate having the opportunity, and everyone is invited, and that means you out there in radio, TV, online land, December,
Facebook,
all
care where
the
you come
realm.
From.
just
come.
Just come. Tuesday evening, December the 9th, I am having a performance, a party, and a fundraiser. I have two, I'm a humorist too.
Wait, performance, party, and a fundraiser.
All of that in the same evening. One of the things that I do, part of my testimony is I thought for many of my adult years that the Lord was calling me to preach.
Mm-hmm.
I really did. And I was trying to figure out, well, how can I be funny and preach? Nobody's going to be listening to a funny preacher, you know what I'm saying? But there are funny preachers out there who can get the message across.
Maybe we can get more people to listen.
Maybe we can get more people to listen if we can break through. I believe
right.
that.
That's
I believe
right.
that because I have some scriptures. I don't want to get into it, but I got some scriptures that support humor.
Please
Proverbs.
Get into a scripture, please.
Yes.
Let me find you a scripture.
And while we're waiting on that, we'd like to talk to Miss Kay a little bit about what you have going on.
Well, hello out there. My name is Kay. My full name is Karen Wilson. My company is Kay's Lingerie and Etc. I specialize in small to plus sizes and silk loungewear for men. I am as we're sitting here today talking about our dreams and our hopes and everything that's coming through, I'm finally opening a mini storefront located at where our events is going to be at 1930 South Havana Street, the same location where we're going to be having our Barista Coffee events along with the other vendors.
Yes, and I also like to mention that that is the same location where you can go into the English Tea Cup.
Oh, very
and
nice.
To look at the cards.
Very
so
nice.
That's awesome.
That's even mm-hmm. better. Yay. So, I will be opening that store here, and it would just be for our holiday events, but we don't know what might happen after that. So I'm just kind of saying right now, I will be opening doors December 15th, and on the Fridays before, it will be November 21st, November 28th, the Fridays before from 2 to 6 p.m.
The Fridays before the Saturday Barista
right,
and Coffee
Saturday,
event.
Yes, yes. So doors will be open for you to come through and browse, and ladies and gentlemen, again, because I specialize in plus size lingerie, the lingerie will be there, and I do the high end fashion shows as well. So that'll be something down the line when I'll be doing fashion shows, and I'll be looking for models to present the lingerie.
And let us know how you can be contacted.
My number is 720-340-1462. This is Kay.
Give your number one more time.
720-340-1462.
Okay, now it's time for some good stuff because you found that scripture for us.
I did. And one of the things that I was struggling with, like I say, I thought the Lord was calling me to preach, and I was having some internal struggle about how I was going to, you know, present a word and help save souls and win, you know, souls for Christ and talk about kingdom building. And people were just coming at me laughing. So I just kind of, you know, had to go into myself and figure out, is this what the Lord is asking me to do?
Oh, he wants us to laugh.
Exactly, exactly. So let me read you some information about laughter. It says, laughter is a powerful antidote to stress, pain, and conflict. Nothing works faster or more dependable to bring your mind and body back into balance than a good laugh. Humor lightens your burdens, inspires hopes, connects you to others, and keeps you grounded, focused, and alert. Now, let me just jump to humor and laughter strengthen your immune system. So when you talk about the holistic approach to humor, this was one of the things that really hit it for me. I'm like, wow, I'm making people laugh, but they're living longer. So mm-hmm. that was kind of a connection. So it says that it strengthens your immune system, boosts your energy, diminishes pain, and protects you from the damaging effects of stress. It says your sense of humor is one of the most powerful tools you have to make certain that your daily mood and emotional state support good health. And I had a pastor tell me one time that he believed if you didn't have a sense of humor, you didn't have no sense at all.
Mm-hmm.
So keep
you
that in mind.
You know what's good about that? That is something we have control over.
Exactly.
Our laughter.
Exactly.
Being happy.
Exactly.
In any situation.
In any situation. Count it all joy.
That's right.
Count it all joy.
And when you understand what count it all joy means,
exactly.
Because it took me a while.
Sure.
Because I would read my Bible and I'd see something that say, count it all joy when you go through trials and tribulation. Huh?
Ain't no joy in that. What's
what?
The deal?
No way. But when you really know
exactly.
What count it all joy is.
Exactly. When you know.
Oh my goodness.
When you know. Mm. So let me leave you perhaps with these two, these scriptures. In the book of Proverbs, and Proverbs is one of my most favorite books in the Bible.
Mine too.
Exactly. It says, Proverbs is an assortment of wise sayings relating spiritual truth and common sense. And that word common sense, you guys know that as a world, we are so large and so spread out and so forever growing that word common sense, we're no longer common anymore. So once again, be careful when you talk to people that you think ought to know what you're talking about. And you would say, well, common sense will tell you X, Y, and Z.
Right.
Keep in mind that the world is not so common anymore.
And then what is common sense?
Exactly.
What could be? I see a lot of people who say common sense and I'm like, for who?
Exactly. That's true.
Not for me.
That is so true. So just be careful when you start throwing out that term. So in Proverbs 15, 13 and 15, it says, a happy heart makes the face cheerful, but heartache crushes the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 15, it says, all the days of the oppressed are wretched, But the cheerful heart has a continual feast. I don't know about y'all, but I like to eat.
Wow. Yeah. Do you know like that one? Feast. I don't know exactly, but it's in Proverbs. Sweet words is like a honeycomb. But
something like that to the hearer or something like that. It's people go to Proverbs. Let's just start with that. Yes. Go to Proverbs.
Yes.
And check this out. Proverbs 17, 22 and 30. It says, a cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. When you talk about dry bones, try some laughter, people.
And that's also something that we are doing to each other.
Exactly.
We sometimes give one another those dry bones. Don't
do
that.
You stop
know?
It.
Right. Yes,
stop it.
Please stop. Do. And another thing that's important too, when you talked about laughter, everybody doesn't always want to be serious all the time.
Exactly.
Even when you're getting a good speech, it doesn't matter if it's coming from a pastor, an instructor. I mean, you know, sitting in college class, sometimes I'm like,
exactly.
I like it when the teacher gives a little bit of humor, because it's like, what?
Exactly.
Loosen us up somewhere.
Somewhere.
So it's good to have laughter in your life. And when you have it, give it to somebody else.
Exactly. So that's what I'm trying to do on December the 9th. Give it to somebody else. So December the 9th happens to be my 55th birthday. So it's going to be a birthday celebration.
Yay, you!
Thank you. But also a performance. Like I say, I have two characters that I've been working on for about a year and a half. One is a church announcement clerk, and that's floating around on Facebook. And the other one is the preacher. P-R-E-A-C, capital H, capital E, capital R. Preach her. Oh, so what? I've got the two characters, and I will be coming out with my one-woman variety show December the 9th. And it's going to be at the Embassy Suites Denver Tech Center from 7 to 11 p.m. You can find out more information on my website. Tickets are $25, and $20 or $5 off if you are a member of the Denver Black Pages. And if you're not a member of the Denver Black Pages, you can contact Carla Ladd at info@denverblackpages.com. You should be a member of the Black Pages so we can help support each other in our businesses.
Absolutely. And on the other side, when we come back, I'd like to get a little bit more into your show, and we'll be back right after this.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. Do you need reliable international long distance that starts at only 1 cent per minute? Then call us at World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, please call us at 720-275-1355.
Elevation Health Chiropractic, Denver, Colorado. Elevation Health features the four core system of wellness: function, fitness, nutrition, and education. For more information, visit the website at www.elevationhealthdenver.com. Again, that's www.elevationhealthdenver.com.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
And we're back. And what we like to do is get into a little bit more information about what we will have going on the holiday season at Karen and Sharon. And we have Kay here with us to do that.
Hello again. This is Kay. We are talking about our Barista Coffee events that we're going to be hosting. And the Barista Coffee is Organo Gold. So come out and sip and enjoy Organo Gold Coffee on the dates that we're having our holiday events. And those dates...
Before you get into the dates, I'd just like everyone to know about the Organo Gold Coffee that we will have out there. We are inviting you out each one of these Saturdays to 1930 South Havana Street. We are offering you free coffee, free mocha, free chocolate, free tea, and we just ask that you just come out and be a part of this. And all we want back from you is simply to let us know how it made you feel.
Thank you. Well, I'm feeling warm just after her saying that. those dates, again, will be November 15th. That will be our kickoff dates of holiday gifts. November 22nd will be local author books. November 29th will be our spa day that would consist of massages, facials. December 6th, it will be arts and crafts. December 13th will be community organizations. And December 20th is our last minute buy gifts.
And for more information, or if you like to be a vendor, or if you like to participate in any way, call Karen and Sharon at 720-365-6353. Thank you, Ms. Kay.
Thank you so very much.
And I'd like to talk a little bit more with Ms. CJ. I'd like to talk about some essentials for health and wellness.
Okay.
And I just like the fact that some of that is really a lot easier than what we think it is.
Exactly.
It could be something like just breathing deeply, taking yourself a walk, drinking water.
Yes. Exactly. And those two things just in themselves. I would like to challenge any of you out there to try to go a day without breathing. I would like to challenge you out there to go a day without breathing. And a lot of our breath is shallow. But what I want people to recognize is that deep breathing and breathing from your diaphragm, it releases and it increases. Mm-hmm. So keep that in mind when you're breathing. Sometimes we take it for granted because right. It's just breath. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you have to stop.
And we just think it's automatic.
We just think right. It's automatic.
And then one day it stops and it's like, exactly. Maybe I should have took a smaller breath there.
Exactly, or something. But it really is a process. Yes. And a lot of yoga instructors, core energy yoga, talk about breathing and breathing as longevity. So I would encourage you out there to stop with the shallow breathing, but actually take deep breaths.
Mm-hmm.
Actually take deep breaths to bring in oxygen and let out the toxins and that kind of thing. So mm-hmm. take some deep breaths and drinking water.
That's right. That's what I was going to say about the water, because
exactly.
a lot of times we hear we should be drinking water,
exactly.
8 glasses a day, and we really don't take that very serious because
not
it's told
all.
To that all the time. But drinking water makes a big, big difference.
And I'm a witness because mm-hmm. so many years of my life, I was active in sports, been playing, sports since I was about 11 or 10. And even in the summer, I can remember playing softball and never drinking water. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Just doing my daily, never drinking because I don't particularly care for water. And mm-hmm. people have given me flavors and drink it cold, drink it out of a pretty glass or drink it whatever. What I had to eventually tell myself, and it works for me, water is medicine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I had to look at it like that because otherwise I would not drink it.
You know how I always looked at it? Because, mm-hmm. We don't think water tastes that good.
Exactly.
But me, water is so refreshing.
For some people, sure.
Yeah,
yeah. Sure.
It's hard
and
for me
now
to
I
that.
Think,
exactly.
You know what? Water, I look at if I don't drink it,
exactly.
then I am not going to be hydrated.
Water is medicine.
Pop and everything right. else just doesn't do it. It doesn't give you what you need.
It doesn't.
And that is just some of the physical. Even sleeping peacefully.
Exactly.
Just by breathing right sometimes, drinking water, and making sure you get a proper night's sleep because sometimes we're going forever. We don't want to slow
yes.
down to take care of ourselves. But
sure.
those make a difference.
It does.
In stress, in our health, and everything that we go through.
Because if we don't take care of the things that you're listing, then our body will tell us.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be in tune and you have to listen. But these are just some basic, everyday,
yes.
livable ABCs, 1, 2, 3s that we can do right now. We don't have
right.
to wait until tomorrow. We don't
and
have
we
to
don't
wait
have
until
to
next
pay
week.
For
don't
any
have
of
to
that.
Pay. You don't have
that's
to pay.
That's the good right. thing about that. Take advantage of that.
Breathing is free.
I mean, you can.
Breathing is free.
That's
breathing
right.
is free.
It is. And I want to talk about even some of the emotional parts that people just think has to really be hard because they think it's an emotional impact. But
sure.
really, emotion can really help you just by giving and
sure.
receiving love on a daily basis.
Oh my gosh.
Doesn't cost you anything.
We could have a whole show on love.
Yes.
Not lust, but love. Sometimes
yes.
we get them confused, mm-hmm. but
and you know
win,
what?
Love
doesn't
wins.
Always have to be with an opposite sex or something. That
agape
lust could
love.
Be with money.
Exactly.
That love could be with food.
Sure.
It could just be the lust of something else.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And the term for just all over love is agape. Agape love is and love covers a multitude of sins.
Mm,
so everybody
yes.
kind of remember that.
That's right.
But like I say, just some basic stuff that you can do today is what she's reading. But in the end, love wins. I don't
yes,
care
it does.
What's going on, but in the end, love wins, and I believe that.
And along with love winning, forgiving.
For sure.
Something is going on with you out there or with me or any of us,
right,
and we start with forgiving,
yes,
the rest of this is going to fall where it needs to fall.
When you talk about self-motivated and self-esteem, self-forgiveness mm-hmm. is a big key to that. A lot of us are walking around in a state of unforgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And but what does the Bible say? If
that's
you don't
right.
forgive, you're not going to be forgiven. And
mm-hmm.
so you can figure that out any way you want to.
That's right.
But,
you know, and I'm a firm believer that Bible,
sure,
it teaches us everything we need to know
about life.
Living life,
that
you
agrees.
Know, and it's not complicated. You know, it sounds complicated because of things that we go through.
Exactly.
But when we really get in there for the answers, we're like, wow, all I
right.
had to do. Sometimes I'm like, what stopped me from 10 years
all
ago from being
years.
As smart as I am
exactly.
now? When all I had to do was read the Bible, okay?
Well, you know.
Been in my house for years.
Exactly. Some of it is, you know, how we, is our interpretation or you know, one of the things is I found that a lot of people can't read. Let's talk about that. We're in a country where literacy or illiteracy, however
That's
you want
right.
to phrase it, you know, is like a big part of our world, and it really just amazes me, but I get it. So for those of you out there who can't read, don't like to read, then I say choose another avenue to get your understanding and to get your education.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't always have to be reading. And I tell people the Bible is the first book, but it's not the only book mm-hmm. that we can use to kind of move us through life in a positive and passionately and with purpose.
Right.
Yes.
I just want to mention, since you just said that the Bible is definitely the best book if you can get into something, but it's not the easiest of reading
sure.
and it's not the easiest of understanding
Absolutely.
To most of us who
sure.
even believe that we know the Bible. So
exactly.
someone who does not know the Bible, that could be a really, really tough place, but I can give you guys a little bit easier place to start by grabbing one of my books. Basically, just everyday basic living, straight from the Bible, though.
Yes.
Straight
yes.
from the Bible, only 50 pages will get your life to a great start. So to get
Amen.
A copy of that, give me a call at 720-365-6353. And I also like to talk a little bit about that. We talked about physical, emotional, and spiritual. I want to get to now, because the spiritual part of this can
right.
open and unlock doors to everything.
I agree.
Just by seeking God.
I yes. agree. A higher power. And for me, that is God. And that's all I've always known. But I also recognize, you know, that the world is so large and we are so spread out and people are coming from a lot of different places in life.
And everybody's not seeking
and
God.
Everybody's
and
not
that's
seeking
what we
God.
Need to
Absolutely.
Realize sometimes because
Absolutely.
That's what's going on right now in
I
our churches.
Believe it.
We're in church, but people are not in church, and we need to be out there with them.
Sure.
Because if we made it inside the churches, we already know enough that we can ask God for forgiveness. We can be an encourager.
Sure.
But the thing is to get out there and reach the ones that don't, because I talk to people every day.
Mm-hmm.
I care about God. Yes, I do. And it's written all over me. But I talk to people every day that's like God.
Exactly.
God?
Exactly.
You know, and some know, but they don't care. They don't want to know.
Sure.
Right.
You know. And so that's why it's so important that God's love
sure.
is what we are able to display to people, because when they can see that, we don't have to so much point the finger at them.
Exactly.
It starts with us.
It
are
does.
We showing an example of love to people that we come across that does not know the love of God?
And a lot of people don't. And I had to realize that, because, you know, coming from the South, you know, Bible Belt kind of thing, we were always in church. I love church, pastors, you know, the whole youth foundations we used to do in other mm-hmm. cities, other state. Mm-hmm. I still have friends that I made from church, you know, back 30, 40,
and
you know, years
some
ago.
People out there that have never been to church.
And I
get it. People are 30. They're not like me when they hear what I'm saying. So it's not about me making them hear what I'm saying. It's about, like you mentioned earlier, hearing what they're saying.
Exactly.
That's the difference.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. What is it? The saying is, seek first to understand, then to be understood.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we do have to start to listen. And the whole conversation, like I said, about God, I tell people, I've known of God, and listen to what I'm saying, I've known of God and of his son Jesus all my life. But not until about 5 years ago did that knowledge turn into a belief. So my eyes opened on a whole different level. Mm-hmm. And then about a year ago, that really catapulted me to doing some of the things that I'm doing is the good friend, you know, passed away leukemia, Reverend Dr. Elaine Smith. And then there was Trayvon Martin. And then there was Nelson Mandela. So those three things last year have catapulted me to the level of conversation that I want to have with people about what it means to, you know, live a wholesome, godly life. Mm-hmm. And we don't have to keep struggling with some of these things. They're non-issues. But you have to want to believe and you have to want to receive. I'm not mm-hmm. trying to make you do because it doesn't work like that.
Mm-hmm. And it takes us a long time, just like you just said before we end our show. I went to church for years and years and years without the full understanding. But
course,
I went because
course,
it was the thing to do.
It was what we was told
at
to do.
At 35 years old, because I'll never forget this, I was baptized, rebaptized. Okay. I was baptized as a little girl, but I redid this because I knew what I was doing
at
now.
At that time,
I knew
sure.
what I believed.
Sure.
And with that being said, as mm-hmm. we come to the close of our show, would you please end in prayer for us, Ms. CJ?
Oh, I'd love to. So if I could get everyone to bow your heads and quiet your spirits and just center on these words. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for yet another opportunity to be in the world, and to do good things. Lord, we ask that you would just continue to be with us, to strengthen us, to guide us, and to lead us. And Lord, we know that you can do anything but fail. So we're asking you to touch the hearts and the minds of people all over Denver, all over the state, all over the world, and help them to know that you are real and you are a good God, and life can be so beautiful with you in the picture, can be so beautiful with you in relationship. So I would just ask that you would just continue to watch over us, guide and direct us, and love us. These and other things we ask in your Son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for that. Thank you so much for listening today to the Caring and Sharing with Dara show. Join us here next Friday, and until then, may God bless you all.
The King World Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit internet Christian radio station. And at this time, we need your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. And thank you for listening to and supporting Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.